Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Allie Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Allie Reynolds. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark Christman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. And now, play ball. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Christman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hockett. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gutteridge moves to third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. There goes Burns. The throw from Rosar to Boudreau, and Burns is out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is walked intentionally. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Cullen Bynes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullen Bynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen Bynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen Bynes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cullen Bynes. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarilla strikes out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutteridge. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ali Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Galehouse strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-2 in the game. Rocco strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens bunts towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Mack covering, for the out. Lobbs moves to second. One out. Mike Chartak pinch hits for Mark Christman. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak strikes out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Chartak now playing first base. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath bunts towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar bunts towards first. Chartak scoops it up and throws to first, with Gutteridge covering, for the out. Heath moves to third. Keltner moves to second. One out. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Lou Boudreaux. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is walked intentionally. Rusty Peters pinch runs for Chubby Dean. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing shortstop. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clift. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Clift steals second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 0 for 2 in the game. Galehouse takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. Galehouse moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Galehouse scores. Gutteridge scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hockett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 3 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak is called out on strikes. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Zarilla is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gailhouse is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a pop-up towards first. Chartak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Ray Mack. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.